When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, August 1st. Yes, it's August already. That's crazy. Football is almost here, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And happy Friday. Happy first of the month. The Eagles play football next week. There will be Eagles preseason game next week. We're going to have our first post-game pod. That'll be pretty exciting. And then we're about a month away from week one, Eagles Cowboys Super Bowl banner night. Get me to the link. I can't wait for that night. That's going to be a ton of fun. But the good news is we still have a month of training camp before then, and we still got to practice today before we get to that training camp, that preseason game, next week. So I'm going to get you guys set for your day as you begin your Friday. The weekend is almost here. Here's everything you need to know going into your day, as well as some of the stuff you might have missed yesterday. So first up, I did want to start by saying one thing. So I was at practice on Thursday and ran into so many pod listeners, and it's just always so great to hear from you guys. But I wanted to give a special shout out to two pod listeners, and I'll keep their names private. But I ran into a father and son who listened to the podcast every day, and obviously huge Eagles fans, right? And I'll also say, well, I'll tell you in a second. So huge Eagles fans, and the son, has been going through cancer treatment. And the father talked to me about how this past year of winning the Super Bowl, that experience, and honestly, the podcast community, like all all the listeners, the Go Bird community, the pod every day, how it got him through it. And, obviously positive wishes to the son, prayers up, like, glad to see he's doing well and continued health and be a part of this Go Birds community for a really, really long time. But what I thought was really beautiful about it, outside of just seeing the father and the son get to spend a day at camp, was it was just a reminder that, yes, this is just football. I get it. It's not, life or death. But man, we're lucky to have such a great community here in Philadelphia, and to hear the stories about how the Eagles and the Philly fans and being part of a community and having something to sometimes distract yourself from some of the unfun things in life or tough things you're going through. We're all so lucky that we have each other and that we get to talk about Eagles football and that we have something in our lives that we care so much about that we listen about it every day. We talk about it every day. We look forward to Sunday. We react on Monday. We talk during draft. Like, I just thought it was a really cool thing to see this father and son and say he listened to the pod and, they listen to the radio show. And so they hear all you guys call in. It was really cool. And I thought it was a good way to start the Friday to remind you guys just how lucky we all are to have each other, to have this community, and that we got Eagles football coming up. So shout out to the father and son. Really, really nice to meet both of you. And I'll definitely be thinking of you guys throughout the season. All right, let's get into what is on the schedule for today on your Friday. On the schedule, 9:40 a.m., Nick Sirianni press conference. So the Eagles had a a hard, I would say somewhat low energy, but like a hard, hot practice on Thursday. They're back on the practice field today. We're going to hear from Nick Sirianni again. So excited to see what Nick has to say. So he will talk at 9:40. Practice begins at 10 a.m. Again, weather, kind of the story of camp so far, whether it's extreme heat or the possibility of rain, weather has been a story of this Eagles training camp. So we will see if it rains and if they're able to practice. But assuming weather doesn't get in the way, 9:40, Nick, 10 a.m. practice, and then post-practice, all the players, not all of them, but we will hear from, you know, a selection of players. So make sure you're by your phone at 9:40 a.m. I'm sure WIP will be carrying this press conference. You'll get to listen to that on the Odyssey app. And then make sure you're on Twitter so you can see all the practice updates. But if you're not able to do that, make sure you listen to the Go Birds Radio on Saturday in the post-practice pod, as we'll have stuff for you from today's practice recapping that. Now, let's talk about some things that happened on Thursday. There is a post-practice pod in the feed, day 6 observations. Not a great day for the offense. Once again, Jalen Hurts with another interception. Defense winning situational football drills. We got into all that on the pod, talked about the linebacker position, how they maybe have a good problem brewing there, and just other odds and ends from practice. So if you want a detailed look at what happened in practice on Thursday, make sure you check out the post-practice pod. But here are some quotes and news and things like that from the day that you might have missed. So first up, let's get into the injury report. The injury report remains long for the Eagles. Zach Bond did not practice once again with a back injury. EJ Jenkins, a new addition to the injury report with a hamstring injury. He's been having a pretty good camp, so got to be tough for him to be sidelined. Terrace Marshall, sidelined with a knee injury. He went down during, I guess it would have been Tuesday's practice, limped off the field, limped to the sideline. Trainers helped him out, and then he went inside. So we'll see how long that knee holds him out. Real shame for both Terrace and the Eagles. He's been good. I think he was on his way to making the roster. Now they have to hope that's not a serious injury and he doesn't miss too much time. I would think if it was serious, you probably, well, I don't know if they would have waived him with an injury. I think they're excited enough about him that they would have kept him, but hopefully that he's not out too long. So Terrace Marshall out with a knee injury. Andrew Mukuba misses his third straight day of practice after suffering a shoulder injury on Saturday. Sidney Brown was with the first team. I thought he had a good day on Thursday. Mukuba, you don't want him to play before he's healthy. They should be smart with him, but he's missing valuable time. Vic Fangio said mental reps are not like physical reps. And so for Mukuba, getting back out there, super important. He did do some stuff prior to practice where he was backpedaling and doing things like that, but was not practicing other than that. So we'll see if he's out there today. But yeah, as of now, 3 practices missed for Andrew Mukuba with that shoulder injury. Devontae Smith still out with a back injury. You wonder if the offense has been kind of struggling since he hasn't been out there. He doesn't actually get the ball thrown a ton to him in camp, but just having him out there, obviously huge for the offense. So he wasn't out there. And then Nolan Smith, still out with a concussion. So you just look at that list: Zach Bond, Devontae Smith, Nolan Smith, Andrew Mukuba, and then 2 potential key backups in EJ Jenkins and Terrace Marshall. Definitely dealing with some injuries early on here in training camp. And then limited. So the Eagles list has got these guys as limited. They don't have to give us an injury report, but they are nice enough to give us an update. Jahad Campbell still listed with a shoulder injury. I don't know why. He's playing every day. He's crushing it. He's doing team drills. Jalen Carter limited with a shoulder injury. He did do team drills, so that was good to see him back out there. AJ Dillon, a back injury. That's a new addition to the injury report. He didn't do team drills. So I saw him after practice. Seemed in good spirits, so we'll see, you know, how long he's not doing team, but he definitely practiced and did some stuff. And then Cam Jurgens still listed as limited with that back injury. He's been rotating in and out of team reps, so I'm not too concerned about that injury either. But overall, you know, a little bit of a long injury list, but I think none that you have to worry about potentially keeping the player out for week 1, and I think all of them should be able to get, you know, a lot of good work in before then and with a lot of training camp still left. All right, so as I said, it was hot on Thursday. It was, I think, the hottest day of camp. It felt like 110 degrees at one point in practice. So Dallas Goedert came to the podium afterwards. The first thing he says is like, man, that was a hot one. And then, of course, he drops a Jalen line. So here's Goedert on the heat.
Vic says it's a mindset, though.
It's a mindset, yeah. You know, Jay said it yesterday.
tiredness makes cowards of us all, so it's good.
Yeah, fatigue makes cowards out of all of us. It's probably going to be something you're going to hear quite a bit throughout camp. It's going to be a hot camp. It's just hotter than it used to be, so it's definitely just a hot camp. And I talked about this a little bit on the practice post-practice pod, but I thought it was a bit of a low-energy pod. Like, they didn't do a ton of team drills. They didn't do any 7-on-7. Didn't throw the ball a ton. McKee threw it 14 times. Hurts only threw it 11 times. So it was just kind of a... I think the weather impacted practice. They had a lot of water breaks, understandably. It was silly hot out there. But yeah, I thought the heat did impact practice. So after practice, Quinyon Mitchell talked. And we've talked about Quinyon on the pod, and obviously, but we've talked about him recently with how good he's been. And so one thing that has stood out, and I think is a theme so far for Quinyon in this camp, is two different things. One, working on his ball skills so he can come down with more interceptions this year. And two, moving from side to side. So Quinyon was asked about what he's been doing to work on his ball skills this offseason. And here's what he had to say.
Dick said that's a pick that you might not have made last year. Is that true? And are your ball skills better this year?
Yeah, I've been working this offseason on them. Every day before we go out of practice, I do something with our strength coach Nando. So I've just been something that I've been really just trying to work on each and every day. I feel like pretty much the whole team be on me, just nitpicking at me and making sure I'm putting in extra work. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
So one thing that, you know, does come up when talking about Quinyon is he only had one interception last year. But the good news is he already has one in training camp so far. And the interception he did make was a really nice play. He was kind of backpedaling. The ball was underthrown by Jalen. This was on Saturday, I believe, is when the interception happened. And he came down with it. Kind of, it was like tip. I believe he might have tipped it to himself, or it wasn't a clean catch, but he was able to come down with the ball and he's off and running with it. Obviously, coming down with more interceptions this year would be huge for Quinyon. Quinyon had an outstanding year in coverage, but as we all know, interceptions can be the thing that separates a corner being known as an all-pro guy and a corner just being an excellent coverage corner that doesn't get the accolades he deserves. Now, part of this is Quinyon's got to get targets, right? And Quinyon does such a good job in coverage, not to, you know, be a Nnamdi Asamoah type of thing, but he does such a good job in coverage, he doesn't really get targeted a ton. But there were opportunities last year I thought Quinyon could have came down with the ball, and he didn't. Now, sometimes interceptions were stolen from him. I remember, I think it was Chauncey jumping in front of him on one play and coming down with the ball. So a little bit of it was bad luck, but I do think an increased attention on hit, and just, you know, it sounds simple, but on catching the ball, right? Quinyon's job's not to catch the ball, but it would be awesome if he could do it. And to already have an interception in camp, to, you know, have the one interception last year, you would think that he'll hopefully come down more with this year, and he's putting in the time to do that. So Quinyon, in addition to the coming down with more interceptions this year, a big thing for him is working on both sides of the field. So you've seen him work on the left and the right side this year. Last year, he exclusively worked on, I believe it was the right side, but he exclusively worked on one side of the field. And this year, he's been moving all around. So he was asked about the challenge of doing that and really the challenge of following AJ. Like, AJ Brown and him have been matched up a ton in practice. He's been following him at times. And he was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
Have you seen the track in retail on both sides of the field? How much do you enjoy, you know, be matched up with him and play both sides?
Yeah, it's been really fun. You know, each and every day I go out, you know, I kind of treat it like a game. Like I said, he's been getting me better, but at the same time, you know, I want to make him better. You know, on game days it's easy for him, so I just want to make it super easy for him.
Quinyon moving from side to side could be a game changer for this defense. It vastly limits the importance, or at least decreases the importance, of that number two corner. Now, look, lots of teams have 2-3 really good receivers, so the number two corner is still important. But if they felt Quinyon couldn't move from side to side, the other teams could just take their best receiver and line him up against, let's just use Keeley in this example, line him up against Keeley all game long. And that diminishes the importance and the value of Quinyon. Where Quinyon's importance and value will really, really skyrocket is where they can start a game and go, all right, you're on Justin Jefferson. And he just follows Justin Jefferson, follows him from both sides of the field, goes into the slot. Like, that is where his value becomes 100+ million in guaranteed money. Where his value takes a bit of a hit potentially is if they're like, you're on that side and we can't control who you cover, and the offense gets to control who they're lining up across from Quinyon. So as Quinyon moves from side to side, it is going to be really big for this offense if he can go out and do it. All right, next, this was not a super important quote, but I thought it just kind of describes Quinyon. Quinyon was asked basically a question about how, you know, he loves football. Now he gets to be his job. And part of it was like, you know, what do you love? Like, what things do you enjoy? And I thought his answer, like stone face, no emotion, was just so Quinyon. So here's Quinyon on, I guess what he loves.
Talking about how when you like or love something, that you just become immersed in it. Is there anything you love more than playing football?
Nah, it's like football and home. That's pretty much it.
When you got a chance to this become your job, what did that mean to you? Where there's no longer the school stuff in the way, there it's just this.
Yeah, something I love to do. You know, I'm here all day. I'm always doing something, whether it's trying to get better at my ball skills, recovering, watching film in meetings. I just really love football.
Yeah, Quinyon's not going to be a quote machine in his career. I don't think he's going to be someone you're going to see out and about doing like prime number one cornerback things. He's not going to have the big play slate personality. But yeah, just watching him at the podium there, stone face, just saying football and home. That's who this guy is. And I do think there is a positive quality to that. All right. So it's been a while since we've talked about like a non-training camp quote thing, but I thought this was worth bringing up. So the Madden 26 quarterback ratings are out, which is in theory just another quarterback list. Not completely, but kind of. So obviously Saquon on the cover of Madden this year, he's in the 99 club. Lane Johnson's in the 99 club. And two quarterbacks got put in the 99 club on Madden. And no, neither of them were Jalen Hurts. So the top 10 quarterbacks for Madden were number one, Josh Allen at a 99. Number two, Lamar Jackson at a 99. Number three, Joe Burrow at 97. Patrick Mahomes comes in fourth with a 95. Pretty surprised by that. And it also does show the difference between a talent ranking and a resume ranking and kind of combining both, because Patrick Mahomes, clearly the top quarterback in the league when you take into account resume. But on this list, he's like somewhat considerably lower than Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Matthew Stafford in 88. So if you want to talk about how this list kind of mirrors or, you know, is close to other lists that people make that aren't ranking, that aren't player ratings, it looks like there's the big four there. Right? Josh Allen, Lamar, Burrow, and Mahomes. And then there's a gap because Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, and Allen are all above a 95. And then number five is Matthew Stafford at 88. Jared Goff comes in at 87. Justin Herbert at 86. I'm sure Eagles fans will not like that. And then at number eight is Jalen Hurts at an 86 as well. Baker Mayfield comes in at 85, and Jaden Daniels comes in at 85 as well. So my opinion of this is, I think Eagles fans should be happy about this. I think they should feel 86 is not a slight. I think they should view it as it could have been worse. Like, I honestly thought there's a shot he might have been a little bit worse. So to come in at an 86, I think is a good outcome from Jalen Hurts. I think you could argue about Goff being an 87 and being ahead of him. You could argue Stafford 88. I think Stafford's a better passer, but I do think Jalen's such a better runner that you could argue maybe he should be higher than Stafford. But I do think the slight here that Jalen and probably some will feel is that there's a large gap between the top four and Jalen, which brings us back to the conversation we've had all offseason of, is Jalen in that group? How far is he from being in that group? Does he belong above some because he has a Super Bowl? Some things don't stop even when it comes to video games. So just wanted to share the Madden rankings with you guys. All right, on the other side, we're going to talk about a side of the football we haven't talked about a ton, which is the special teams, as we heard from Jake Elliott, Michael Clay, and new long snapper Charlie Hewlett on Thursday. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay, so let's dive into the side of the football we've not really talked about at all. We've talked about the fact that some players that are fighting for the roster might need to be good on special teams, but we haven't talked about what could be a pretty, like, crucially important change that this team made this offseason. So there's two new things with the special teams that'll impact the Eagles special team this year. First is one of their own doing, which is the switching from Rick Lovato to new long snapper Charlie Hewlett, and then the new kickoff rule that the NFL has implemented this year. It's a tweak from the rule of last year, but it does add a level of strategy and a level of skill to the kickoffs that were kind of not there before. So first, let's talk about the change from Rick Lovato to Charlie Hewlett, a move that, you know, went a little under-discussed, and I would say the reason it's probably under-discussed is because it's a long snapper. But last year in the playoffs, I mean, I talk about the Eagles 24-7. I'm on WIP almost every day. I got asked almost every time I did a radio hit about, should fans be concerned about Jake Elliott? Remember, he was not doing well going into the playoffs. He was missing extra points. There was just inconsistency. And then, of course, in the playoffs, he's very clutch. He makes all his kicks. The Eagles win the Super Bowl. But I think part of the reason there were struggles, and it's clear the Eagles feel this is why, is because of the long snapper. So they didn't just move on for Rick Lovato because they don't like him. They didn't move on from him because he cost too much money. They moved on from Rick Lovato because they obviously felt he didn't do a good enough job last year. Now, Michael Clay, special teams coach, was asked about that on Thursday. And of course, he's not going to rip Rick Lovato. But here's what he had to say about the change of special teams at long snapper.
What led to the change in long snapper this offseason?
I think that's just how the NFL works. Sometimes, you know, you get blessed with a guy that you could be around for so many years. But it's just an ever-evolving league, ever-evolving roster. One of the lore of Rick, he's one of the few athletes that had two Super Bowls with one team here in Philadelphia, and respect everything he did. Very happy to have Charlie. Charlie's no slouch either. You know, multiple Pro Bowls in Cleveland. Big body guy. But again, that's just the nature of the beast in the NFL. It's the roster's always turning over, and, you know, new adventures with new players. So very excited for
So that's a nice professional answer from Michael Clay. But obviously, they felt he was a problem. Otherwise, he would have been back. And so you might say, why does a long snapper matter? But what I would say to you is, were you concerned about Jake Elliott last year? And if you were, then this is a crucially important thing the Eagles are working through right now in training camp. As they move on from Rick Lovato snapping the ball to Brandon Mann and Jake Elliott kicking it, to Charlie Hewlett snapping the ball to Brandon Mann, Jake Elliott kicking it. Now, Charlie Hewlett, we talked about a little bit when they signed him, but he's a veteran guy, been in the NFL for a long time, not a young long snapper. Like, he was brought in to be good right away. I don't know if there's a potential when it comes to long snapper, but he is not like a rookie they drafted. This guy's supposed to be really good at it right away. Otherwise, they would have just kept Rick Lovato in the chemistry that that unit has together. So one thing Charlie Hewlett did talk about on Thursday when he was asked about, you know, being the new kicker, the new long snapper, was keeping up that consistency. So here's what Charlie Hewlett had to say about kind of keeping the standard that the special teams has had in terms of making big kicks and just being a good unit.
You know, obviously I just want to, you know, continue his consistency that he had, but, you know, we're, you know, a new unit. Anytime you add a new person to the throuple, I guess, it just takes a couple weeks to get there. But like you said, we had OTAs and we're feeling really good at the end of OTAs. And for now, it's just kind of getting those reps in to make everything muscle memory.
So we've talked to Charlie Hewlett twice this offseason. Definitely has a personality. I don't know if I'd say he's John Dorenbos level of personality, but he's got a big personality and he's confident, and you can tell he knows it's a big job he's walked into. But ultimately, he's got to do a good job snapping the ball. So as I've said on the pod before, Jimmy Kemski, the special teams extraordinaire, has mentioned that sometimes the snaps haven't been great in camp so far. It's definitely something I'm going to try to keep a closer eye on, but it's also something in the training, in the preseason game next week, that'll be big, because Jake Elliott kicks in preseason games. There's no other kicker on the roster. It'll be a chance for Charlie Hewlett, Brandon Mann, and Jake Elliott to get some real live snaps. Now, they're preseason game snaps, but they are real live football snaps. So working on the operation and working on the chemistry between the three will be crucially important. Jake Elliott was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
Flawless is probably a loose term, but there's always going to be stuff that we're working on, but we've definitely built up some pretty good chemistry over the months and had a really good couple months during OTAs, built it up a little bit more in the summer, and then we're just getting a ton of reps right now. So as many as we can get, obviously, the more comfortable we all feel.
So as silly as this sounds, one thing I've found is like the special teamers have got to be super close. It just feels like I would see Rick Lovato, and Brandon Mann and Jake Elliott. Like, they seem like they're all friends. They would golf together. They would hang out. Like, they just seemed like they were tight. And I do think Charlie Hewlett has a personality where he seems he'll easily fit in. He made a joke, you know, as you could hear about a thruple. Like I do think he has a humor personality, and I think he'll probably be easy to integrate. But I also think that a big part of this, when he talks about the chemistry, yes, it's on the field in the operation, but these three guys spent a lot of time together. They were super close with Rick Lovato, and just the transition from going, just think in your own life. Imagine if there was a group of three friends and one of them left, right? And you swapped them in with another one. That could be awkward. And so you got to get past that. And it seems like they have, but the kicks are ultra important. Like, again, we all look at Jake Elliott. It's a little like the quarterback where he gets all the blame and all the credit. But the long snapping, clearly the team felt, was an issue last year, and that's why they moved on. And for a team that's going to be playing in big games, probably going to be playing in close games, these kicks are going to be massively important. And working on that, getting it down during training camp is huge. So next week during those games, watching the long snapper, the operation, and how those things go will be critically important. And one of the really maybe the top things to watch in these games. Now, the other thing Jake Elliott said that's worth passing on is, as we know, he didn't do a lot of kickoffs last year. He was asked about whether he'll do that more this year, and he said that's a coach decision. But the reason that's interesting is because there is a new kickoff rule in the NFL this year, and it's similar to the rule last year, but a little bit of a tweak. So obviously last year is the first year where the guys line up differently. They line up, I think it's 10 yards apart from each other. It's not the traditional kickoff. So last year, when the receiving team got the ball, so here's the new kickoff rule. I'll just read it from the thing instead of trying to ad lib. So if a kickoff goes into the end zone and is downed, the receiving team gets the ball at their own 30-yard line. And if you remember last year, it was the 25-yard line. So there's a 5-yard difference. If it lands in the landing zone and rolls into the end zone, the landing zone being from the 20 and in, so essentially the red zone. If it lands in the landing zone and rolls into the end zone, the ball is placed at the 20-yard line. So let's just kind of recap here. If the receiving team gets the ball, if the receiving team downs the ball in the end zone, they get it at their 30. If it lands in the landing zone and rolls into the end zone, it is placed at the 20. Obviously, if they catch the ball at the 5 and return it, then they would get it, you know, wherever they go down. So the strategy here, and I'll be honest, like, game strategy is not my best. So if you think I'm misinterpreting this, please let me know. But basically the strategy is the kicking team's not going to want to put it in the end zone because they don't want to give the ball at the 30. Instead of last year with the 25, they were happy to do that. Now, you could debate if 5 yards is a big difference, but last year the NFL saw returns on kickoffs around just 20% of the kickoff. So they feel that with the players lining up 10 yards apart from each other, they have figured out a way to make the play safer, and now they want to see more of the play. So what they're trying to do is incentivize the receiving team. What they're trying to do is incentivize the kicking team, not just to kick it out of the end zone, because now the ball's at the 30 instead of the 25. And they're also incentivizing the receiving team to run it back, because if they don't, the ball's at the 20. And so you want to try to you want to try to return it. So how I think this will play out is the kicking team is not going to kick it into the end zone as much because then it's at the 30 instead of the 20. They will kick it into the landing zone, so inside the 20. If it rolls into the end zone, the ball's at the 20, great for them. But the receiving team will want to try to return it if they catch it in the landing zone because otherwise it's at the 20 and they're going to want to try to get past that. So I think you'll see more kickoffs, long story short, through that probably somewhat complicated explanation. Long story short, you're not going to see it kick through the end zone as much. And that makes kickoffs a little more important because there's strategy involved in this. Where do you want to place it? You need to have a kicker that can consistently get it between, you know, you probably want it between the 10 and the, you know, the end zone line so that these teams are catching it and returning it. If it's going to land at the 5 and roll to the back of the end zone, then that's going to be at the 20. So the receiving team is going to want to catch it and try to get to the 20. So having an experienced kicker like Jake Elliott, that, you know, accuracy is his thing, will be important. So on Thursday, we'll see what the Eagles' strategy are to an extent. I know tonight, or last night, I guess I should say, pull back the curtains there. Last night was the first NFL preseason game, so we'll see what kind of came from that, how teams handled it. But yeah, special teams, going to be important this year, as they always are, but especially the kicking part of it, how the long snapping's going, how the field goals are going, but then also what this team is doing on kickoffs. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Go enjoy your Friday. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.